KSL's top story this hour, the deadly flash floods at Zion National Park have more people now asking whether the permitting process needs to change.
Seven people died in Keyhole Canyon earlier this month. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, right now the Park Service cannot refuse to issue a permit at Zion unless there is an actual flood warning. They did tell this group about the chances of rain, but the seven hikers got a permit. Park officials tightened up some of the permitting rules when scouts died in flooding in Kolob Canyon in 1993. Legal analyst Greg Skordis talked about that on the KSL roundtable on Saturday.
The more ropes and signs you put up, the more the government sort of puts itself at some level of liability. So you open the park up and you say, this is a dangerous area. This is a dangerous area to walk.
And Skordis says you take some assumption of risk. At 2:22 p.m. that day, a flash flood warning was issued. The group entered the canyon sometime between 3:30 and 4:30. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
You were busy and I was like, I should tell her.
KSL's top story this hour, is it time to revisit the permitting process at Zion National Park after seven people died in flash flooding there?
More people are looking at the legal ramifications. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more, Mary.
Amanda, Zion National Park says they did warn this group in the morning of the 40% chance of rain, but they cannot refuse to issue a permit until there is an actual flash flood warning. That didn't happen until 2:22 p.m. that day. Legal analyst Greg Skordis talked about warnings in public land on the KSL roundtable this Saturday.
In wet conditions, I mean, they call these some of these areas slick rock for a very, very good reason. There's natural hazards and there's some assumption of risk.
Skordis says the government opens itself up to liability the more it puts up ropes and signs. Zion did make some changes after Boy Scouts were killed by flooding in 1993. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.